I'm a product of a Catholic family, the oldest of five. And it was in 1973 that I really had a sense that, well, maybe I should consider this priesthood thing. Somebody put me in contact with a vocation director, and he said, listen, you're the kind of guy we need. Now, I had gone back to the neighborhood to my friends and my buddies of mine, and I said, listen, I think God wants me to be a priest. And they thought I was nuts. They thought I did drugs in the service, and, you know, because I was dating, life of the party, the whole thing, you know. So I was ordained in 1981, and I loved it. I was on fire with the Lord. My whole perspective, my whole preaching, my teaching was, of course, very different than the guys who I was ordained with because I brought experience. It was after my 50th birthday, I just thought that, you know what? I can't do this. I don't want to live alone. And I spent probably 7 months after I left crying. I spoke to a very dear friend of mine, married priest, on Long Island. And I remember going down to the beach and saying, Mike, I don't know what to do. And I remember him saying to me that you need to minister. I don't know what that meant. And at the same time, there was a retreat that CITI was offering. First one they had, a gathering of married priests. I remember standing up and I said, hi, I'm Tom McCormick, I'm on leave and I'm lost. So as that weekend unfolded, I experienced another graced moment of watching good men who love the Lord, love the church, love their family, and would go back in a heartbeat. So I minister on Long Island. I do probably 100 weddings a year. And I send people back to the church. I know my preaching would be more effective because of the life experience I have.